You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We are officially underway here. Great to have you with me. It is Wednesday night here in the state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting, as Todd said, from downtown Green Bay, which is, it's a beautiful night here. We've got people out. First of all, it's not that warm, I don't think, but there's still people out. It's almost like people have decided they've had enough of cold weather and they're just going to be out like it's warm, even though it's not. Am I reading too far into this, Conrad?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right. As long as I got a voucher.
I do got a question. Is a nice cold meal at a fair price the same thing? Or
I appreciate a cold. What are you thinking? Like a gazpacho or a bologna sandwich or something like that? No, I don't appreciate that as much. That's a nice hot meal. You know what? I will say I don't have sandwiches like I used to.
Oh.
Like I appreciate a good sandwich, but usually when I have them now, I don't make them at home. Like I'll go to Potbelly or Jersey Mike's or something, you know?
You know, Jimmy John's just released their hot subs. They toast them now.
Yeah, I've tried those.
It's really good, actually.
It is good.
It's better than any other toasted sub I've had around here.
Even Potbelly?
Well, Potbelly's is a different level. I don't think of it as a fast food, really.
That's a good point.
I feel like it tastes more fresh there. I don't know.
Lots going on. We have a lot to get to tonight, folks. Great show. Mike Schmidt, the comedian podcaster. He's the host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, which is absolutely hilarious. Mike can talk for an hour and make you laugh. He's just got such a great comedic brain. He's fantastic. He'll be here at 6:35. We're going to talk about movies that kind of made Mike a man a little bit. We're going to talk about film noirs, and Mike's going to tell us a story. I'm not sure I want to hear this or not, about how when he played basketball when he was younger and they played against girls. So prepare for that. I'm sure it'll be funny. Mike will be here. It's good to have him back on the show. And then Mike Radu will be here at 7:20. Is it 7:20 or 7:35?
7:20, I believe.
7:20. Mike is the owner of movie theaters in De Pere and Chilton. Independently owned, old school, very cool movie theaters. And Mike will be here in studio, in person, always fun, and we'll talk about his really cool theaters. But we do have a lot to get to, and let's start with news that happened here, or affected those of us here in Wisconsin. What happened with Giannis last night? I kind of read about this, but I thought, you know, you're the sports nut, so you tell me, Conrad. Apparently both parties were in the wrong,
first of all, more or less. It was 118 to 111 with like 40 seconds left.
Right.
Bucks up, and they lost.
Oh, my God.
And Tyrese Halliburton's dad wanted to do a little chirping.
Sure.
And, well, there's another video that you don't see in like the actual broadcast. He's just standing there, and his dad's talking the whole time. Just saying.
To Giannis.
Yeah, whatever. And Giannis had enough of it. He's like, you're not even in the game. You're just a dad watching your son. I get it. It's, you know, your son just moved on in the playoffs, but still it's a terrible thing to do. And
it's pretty classless.
Yeah, exactly.
But Giannis walked over and I'd say got in his face, but he had to like crane his neck and arch his back. It's a very funny video.
It is.
And he's like in the guy's face, but there are no blows were exchanged or anything.
It's funny that the video that I'm talking about that you don't see, but I forget where I saw it. I think it was ESPN or something. Tyrese Halliburton's dad is just talking to him for like 20 seconds straight, and Giannis is just staring at him straight in the eye, like kind of farther away.
Right.
And then finally he had enough.
The guy just would not shut up.
No. And, well.
Halliburton apologized for his dad.
Yes, in the post. And Giannis even said, we're good now. It's the heat of the moment. You shouldn't do that to a guy who just lost in that fashion. I mean.
They lost 4-1 in the series, and then they blew a big lead. What What do you attribute that to? That's not a good sign.
Well, I mean, first, Damian Lillard's a key piece to that offense.
Yeah.
And they only had him for two and a half, and he didn't play well. I mean, he just came back from, you know, having that thing in his
right.
leg. So, I mean, that's the main thing. And the other thing is they just didn't play defense, I feel like. Great defense.
But, that'll do it.
I don't know if Giannis is gonna be back in Milwaukee.
Come on.
I mean, he's a very loyal guy, but...
And that's what's crazy is years ago, you would never think anything like that would even come up.
I just don't think the franchise has been loyal to him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what would help? More money or more players?
Oh, they need to support Giannis. I mean, the players they have... I mean, Gary Trent was doing his thing, but other than that, Brooke Lopez, it's not what he used to be.
Right.
They keep him around just because he's, I guess, a fun guy, I feel like.
He's a swell guy.
He's a nice guy, but
he's not going to bring a championship, though.
I think he's almost like 40 now or something around there, so yeah. He's getting up there. And
Giannis needs a Scottie Pippen.
I mean.
Or a, you know, Kyrie or something.
Dame was that. It's just sucks that he got hurt. I mean, it's like 2 years in a row he's gotten big injuries that kind of just sucks for the Bucks. I'm not really a fan of him, but.
But can you imagine, like, if let's say things had escalated last night and Giannis absolutely opened up a can of whoop-ass.
Just clocked him.
Another player's dead. I can't stand parents yelling crap at any level of sports. Sit down and shut up. Cheer your kid on, but don't say one thing to an opposing player on the other team. If you're in grade school, high school sports, shut up.
Yeah.
Cheer on your team, and that's it. And it doesn't change at this level. This guy probably deserved a poke in the chops. But Giannis isn't going to do that, you know?
One of my buddies actually sold Tyrese Haliburton's dad a car. I won't get any further details, but.
Was he chirping at him then, too?
He was chirping at Giannis already.
Okay. All right, that's great. So we have some texts we have to get to last night. What was our question last night? It was the, not the first lady question. Favorite TV theme show?
Yes.
Songs.
Yes.
Yep. Theme song. And Bud from Janesville, who listens from the 608 overnight. Always nice to know someone's manning the board there, so to speak. Not the board, but is tuning in. And Bud says, "Hey, Pete, I really enjoy the humorous introductory statements made by Todd to open your show." Well, thank you, Bud. Glad to hear that. He says, "I will periodically send you possible introductions." Oh, this is interesting. I might have a co-writer, Conrad.
There we go.
But please, absolutely. Send those in, Bud. Absolutely. He says, "Because I have a lot of time to think while I'm driving around Madison in the wee hours of the morning throwing papers." Oh, that's what he does. Okay. He says, "How about this? Pete Schwabba, a man who rarely knows what he's saying until the words leave his mouth."
That's pretty good.
I don't like it. Pete Schwab, a man who speaks out of both sides of his face and says the same thing. I don't think Bud likes me very much. These are not very nice things to say about
Todd,
someone,
if you're listening, please start making those.
Bud continues. "My humor is a little cerebral, emphasis on little." All right, well, there we're in agreement, Bud. He says, "Love your show." Bud from Janesville. Thank you, Bud. Absolutely. Send anything you want. Send them. Fire away. You're alone with your thoughts at 5 o'clock in the morning in Madison. That can go good or bad. You either turn serial killer or you contribute to a radio show when you have that much time on your hands.
Yeah.
I might have been exaggerating a little. Bud sends another text. He says, "Listening to your interview with Mike about Marinette while delivering papers on Marinette Trail. Coincidence?" Yes. Love the show. Thank you, Bud. Yeah, Mike Strela was on the show last night. That was a lot of fun having Mike in studio here. We kept Mike for an hour.
Yeah.
And I felt like we could have talked for like another half hour. So, but he's got work to do. He's got to get back at it. Bud sends a third text in. It was a slow night delivering papers last night. So Bud was part of the show. And I love this. He says, "The theme from Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd gets my vote." Bud from Janesville. That's a great one. Thank you, Bud. And please keep listening at those hours. I think that's fantastic. I think we got to get to our question of the night. What do you think, Conrad?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is in your pocket? Going with something a little different tonight. Be honest, folks. reach in there, but not for too long, because that would be weird. And tell us what's in tell us what's in your pocket. And you might get something else in your pocket. But answer the question honestly. Tell us what's in your pocket. That is tonight's question of the night. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Civic Media app, very easy to use. We're on statewide, so just click on the little icon next to whatever station you're listening to, or text us if you're watching on the stream at YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, ex-Twitter.
Twix.
Twix. Yeah, let us know what is in your pocket. I'm going to go first. I have a movie stub for the film Drop.
Showing off there, okay.
I know. Movie stub. I've got two dimes, because that's what I thought I was going to owe the meter out here, but I got somebody else's time.
Oh, nice.
Which is nice, nice. Yeah. And a condom.
Why is there a condom?
I don't know. Somehow, I was doing my budget last week. I've got a $1,200 a month condom. That's how much I spend a month.
Wow.
And I don't even use them. It's weird. No, I don't have
just for comfort.
just to have in case. So I've got a movie stub and a couple coins, and that's it. That's honest. I could make up something funny, folks, but it can't all be about the laughter. Tell us what's in your pocket, Conrad. What's in your pocket? What is a pocket full of sunshine?
Just I think that means drugs. If I had
ooh.
That's just my guess to it.
Okay.
If I had a guess, but
based on the drugs you've done, you're saying
none of them. I think they're saying they make them feel like sunshine. You know?
That makes sense.
Or it could just be that they got a lot of money and that's sunshine.
Yeah.
But I also got a walk-it.
But you got a walk-it in your pocket, and what's the other? I couldn't think of the other line to that. There's a walk-it in my pocket, and there's a toothbrush on my toothbrush or something like that. That was a great book. I remember reading that.
Yeah.
I could have made the joke, if I was immature, that I have a pocket full of bad intentions.
What is a pocket full of bad intentions? What?
Use your imagination. Because Todd's going to cut that as a promo. Bud, what do you think about that? So that'll be one. Going to the social media accounts, Matt Harper... Rock rap artist Matt Harper from right here in Northeast Wisconsin says, wallet, keys, knife, okay, Matt might have just incriminated himself in a crime, Sharpie, pen light, chew. Wow, these pockets are bulging.
Yeah, those are going to weigh you down.
I hope you don't fall in water. Mike on the social media says, Uncle Sam.
Okay.
Got Uncle Sam in your pocket. Mike's okay. Calling the shots. Sarah Jean Rosenberg, debit card. Please share those numbers with us, Sarah. We'd love to know what your PIN numbers are for the debit card. It's all about giving. And Amanda Nimmer says, nothing, because they don't make pockets big enough on women's jeans. A little bitterness coming out there.
Yeah.
What would you have in your pocket, Amanda? We'll read some more of your texts coming up, and we're going to talk about a new walk. It's called the fart walk.
I've done that. All right.
Kind of like crop dusting, I guess. I don't know. We'll talk about that next. It's a real thing, folks. And we'll read your texts. Mike Schmidt is here at 6:35. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
He's the greatest dancer. Oh, what the world that I've ever seen. Oh, what the world. He's the greatest dancer.
Champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. In our beautiful state of Wisconsin. Did you panic when I thought I'd be cutting it close?
No.
I know. I thought I was going to get here at like 1:45, and I don't know what was going on in Marinette. I could not. I was like stuck at a stoplight for like 20 minutes.
Do you have to empty your pockets up there?
Oh, I got pulled over, yeah. Sorry about all those condoms, officer. So this is kind of a thing. I saw this on Pubity last night. Pubity.
Love that.
P-U-B-I-T-Y.
Love that news outlet. It's great.
Yeah, it's a lot of misspelled words on it. That makes me nervous.
Well, it's they're a London based.
Oh, they are?
So they spell color the other way.
To be smarter than us. It's not color though.
They spell color with a U.
With a U, yeah.
Yeah, they misspell it. No, we don't.
Not impressed. This is something they had on the site last night. It said, "What is a fart walk? Why is it good for you?" It says, "Would you fart in the street?" No. If you go on a fart walk after a meal and do that, it could help improve your long-term health, according to scientists. Scientists in lab coats researched this. They followed crop dusters around, apparently, with test tubes and came to a conclusion here.
Yep.
It says, in general, breaking wind, especially when done loudly, is frowned upon in polite society. Years of social conditioning and maybe some tellings off from parents have meant that most of us, when feeling the need, do it in private or hold it in. But now scientists are saying that going for a fart walk after a meal could actually be beneficial to your long-term health, especially if you're over the age of 45. The benefits of a fart walk include promoting intestinal mobility. I don't even know what that word is. That's motility. Or movement of our intestines to get rid of gas and prevent constipation. And this one scientist says, I totally support fart walks. Farting, while undeniably funny, is just a part of nature and is caused by the digestive system. While our bodies are designed to move waste through the intestines to be finally excreted, exercise can give that process a helping hand. And it especially helps you if you have diabetes, which is a great excuse if you rip one and don't mean to. Yeah. Sorry, I have diabetes. It's not funny.
I'd still laugh a little bit.
It's just crop dust.
It's just, I think farts are hilarious. I don't know.
Well, listen, we've been on the air. Nightlight has been on the air for about 16 months now. And I tend to shy away from bathroom type humor. If it's funny, it's funny. But it's easy, too. So if there's something really funny about it, I'll talk about it. But if it's just like farts for the sake of farts, not funny. Sorry. But
you know, I will say I've done a fart walk.
I believe you.
And it was after, I don't know, because my brother and my sister-in-law, they actually told me about it. Like you need, after you eat a big meal, you need to go out, you need to walk it off, you need to have the fart walk. And I'm like, never heard of this. I guess I'll try.
Did you think they were messing with you?
Kind of.
Yeah, I would too.
They called it a fart walk, so I was like, all right, well, I'll try it.
I've never heard of that before.
And actually, I felt like better than I usually would after a big meal. Instead of going onto the couch and just laying down and being like, oh. You know, you walk it off and you feel better.
I don't mind a fart walk occasionally, but it is harder to light them on fire.
Yeah, well, that's a different problem.
I don't get it. I mean, that's just, I guess it's just what people call crop dusting.
Well, if you have that in your pocket, that lighter right there, you're ready to go.
I need to keep a lighter on me. I need to be as prepared as Matt Harper, rock rap artist. This guy, nothing. Matt is prepared. He's like a Boy Scout. He's ready for anything.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't have a belt on, that's the cause for disaster.
Or if he falls in a lake, he's not coming back up.
No.
So that's our question tonight, folks. What is in your pocket? Please be honest. No judgment. Well, maybe a little bit of judgment. But we've got, I did Bud's text. We got that. Willie Nelson is 92. That's pretty impressive. Gene Hackman. Spinal Tap is coming back, folks. I'm excited about that. They've remastered it, and that will be coming out soon. All they do now is re-release movies because there's so many crappy movies out there. It's like all these franchise and superhero films. So people who just like good movies have to rely on these re-releases or independent films or have to go to film festivals. It's not fair. So our question, folks, the Nightlight question of the night is, what is in your pocket? And we're going to get to some of your texts here. Steve, I saw your dad texted Conrad. He says, in my pocket is gas receipt, phone, and keys to my vehicle. Okay.
There you go.
Very basic. Your dad's a meat and potatoes kind of pocket guy.
He just grabs what he needs and out the door.
He's out the door. He doesn't have a pocket full of bad intentions. Sherry from Horicon says, thanks, my love. I don't know, was that meant for me or Conrad, Sherry?
Maybe to Bud.
Do you think Sherry has a crush? Oh, you think Sherry and Bud have something going on?
Maybe.
Could be. We'll keep that mystery dangling there. Sherry says, I have no pockets. Good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Sorry about the pocket thing. It's not too late. It's never too late to start having pockets. Barb from Waukesha, that's the 262, she says, I use a used Kleenex, my Air Bud case, and lint. Okay. See, that's honesty. I like that. We're all just human beings. Tell us what's in your pockets, folks. Barb says, oops, AirPod, not Air Bud.
Well, yeah, that's a great movie. You know, Air Bud.
She had the dog in her pocket. That's kind of counters what Amanda said about not having enough pocket room. Thank you, Barb. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, he's in the 608. He says, 15 joints? I don't know what the question is, Tyler. It's your pocket.
Okay.
And again, no judgment. That is illegal in Wisconsin, though. Sadly. I don't get it, but whatever. AJ from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Looks like it's 89 cents and a Menard rebate receipt. Fun stuff. She says, that's great, AJ. 89 cents. That gets you nothing in modern day society. You can't even afford a fart walk with 89 cents.
Need a dollar.
Mike Schmidt is here in just a few minutes. He is the host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast. Check it out. It is absolutely hilarious. Mike is one of my favorite stand-up comedians, and I've known him forever. And we're going to talk movies. We're going to talk about some of his fun day jobs he's had and maybe some film noir. That's coming up next after Civic Media's news team tells you what's up. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday. Our question of the night is, what is in your pocket? Conrad's mom checks in and says, mailbox key and phone. It is a mile walk to the mailbox. That could be a fart walk. She times it right.
That is a long walk. Yeah.
It's funny on that thing, too, like on puberty, they had a couple walking together, like that was bringing them closer together, which I suppose it can. Yeah. Brian from Milwaukee says, two lens cleaning wipes for my glasses and some blue pocket fuzz. All right. Most people don't have anything too exciting in their pocket, but I appreciate the honesty, and I'm truly curious. On the stream, Dave says, a Swiss Army knife, car keys, wallet, phone charger, lint. PJ says, besides my hand, lint. And then Craig says, Pete, regarding one of tonight's subjects, most teachers don't pass wind in public. That are private tutors. Oh, my God. Okay.
That's a great joke.
I should have read that over first. Thank you, Craig. Share what's in your pocket, folks. That's tonight's question of the night. Mike Radu coming up at 7:20. Mike is a theater owner, and he is an independent theater owner. No megaplexes. He owns two really old, cool theaters. We're going to talk about that with Mike. He's coming into the studio, which will be fun. But right now, I'm excited to welcome another Mike. Have we ever had two Mikes on the show at the same on the same night?
I think this is radio history.
I think we're doing it again. Mike Schmidt is a comedian, one of my favorites, and he hosts the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast. And he is just a great dude. It's great to have him back here on Nightlight. It's been too long. He joins us on the stream. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Two Mikes, one Pete. How are you, sir?
That sounds nefarious somehow.
Fairly dirty. It sounds fairly dirty. I'm not going to lie.
Not as dirty as two Pete's and one Mike.
Well, Maybe. Listen, I've been on hold here it seems like an hour, and all I've heard is you talking about farts in the forest or whatever the hell you're talking about. I mean, my favorite thing was, hey, man, I don't do any bathroom humor, and then forget it. Katie, bar the fart door because you went bananas.
I went bananas. You know, I don't do that. I said I don't. I think I've talked about it on one other occasion. This just was kind of staring me in the face. It was like something I couldn't deny.
Poor choice of words.
That's all I do, Mike. And it's it's just so silly. I had to address it. So
I see. All right. Well, that's fine. It's your show. You handle it any way you want. But I enjoyed the disclaimer up top where it's like, I never do this. And then
I know
the horses sprinted for the gate.
I rarely tell racist jokes, but...
But guess what? Yeah,
right, exactly. Hey, it's good to have you on the show. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me on the show. I will tell you, I didn't know if I was, if people could see me. I couldn't remember because it's been a while since I've been here. And I literally just got out of the shower. It looked like somebody dragged me out of a swimming pool. So I was like, my camera's off. It's staying off. Nobody wants to see this. It's ridiculous.
Could you not have timed that better where, you know, like you could have put some clothes on or?
Pete, I'm not naked. I'm wearing clothes, okay. But I'm just, you know, my hair is a fright. And you know me, I often shower right before a performance. That's how I like to handle it. I only book myself in clubs that have a shower backstage.
We have a friend, and since we started off on the wrong foot with the bathroom humor, I'll just keep rolling with it. But our friend I'm not going to say who it is because that would be unprofessional. That would be unprofessional.
Wow.
But it names with pitch ground. So maybe you can figure out who it is, but he always had to go number two before he went on stage. That was just like a nervous habit he had. Well, he mistimed it one night and we were at Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria. And one of the funniest things I've ever seen was his name being called onto the stage. And all I could see were his feet in the stall under the door. And I was like, there's no way he's making this. Even if he's extremely talented. It's not happening, but we all have our routines before we go.
But on. I loved that you said, cause you said, he mistimed it one night, which made me think he was on, you know, instead of going before I went on stage, he got on stage and hell, I forgot the order of this. And if any one of us is going to do that, it's going to be pitch ground. Cause clearly that's the kind of, and he used to wrestle, right? I understand he used to wrestle. He did.
I can't say his joke for that on the air, unfortunately, but, it's a beautiful joke. And he's not above leaving a little pile on the stage if he mistimes things. So, all right, let's move on rapidly because we've got a lot to talk about. What's in your pocket? Do you have pockets, Mike, even though you just got out of the shower?
At this moment, I do because I'm wearing sweats, but there's nothing, nary a thing in the pocket. But during the day, usually, I'm just as boring as everyone else, except for the guy carrying a knife. correct? Like, I don't care if it's a Swiss Army knife. You have a weapon in your pocket, dude. No, you can try to pretend it's like, oh, I might run into a jar I need to open. No, sir. We know this is for shivving somebody in a dark alley. Don't try to get out.
There's an emergency whittling situation that pops up.
Yeah, what the hell? But I'm phone wallet keys. That's why I'm phone wallet keys.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Appreciate the honesty. And it's good to keep clean pockets.
Did you ever carry anything more? What was there anything more than phone wallet keys in your pocket in your life? What have you carried?
Yeah, I tend to... Probably. I don't like to, like, if I'm trying not to carry like a backpack or something, I'll shove stuff into my pockets, but it's like the same stuff we've been hearing tonight. Phone charger, occasionally some bad intentions, that kind of thing, Mike.
Sure.
I don't know.
Now, are you a handkerchief guy? Were you ever one of those dudes?
You know what? Here's the weird thing. I'm not a handkerchief guy. I think they're like kind of gross, but I do keep like paper towels in my pockets just in case, because all of a sudden you never know when you're going to need it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
A bounty, carry a pack of bounty with you. That's totally fine. But a handkerchief, that's a commitment, man. That's like a piece of clothes that you vomit in. I mean, it's like the craziest thing I've ever heard.
There are times I'll be around like some old school guys and I'll see them pull out a hanky and I'll have like this visceral reaction where I just almost dry heave. And I want to say, what do you got against the quicker picker upper? It's a little more sanitary and you don't have to carry that disgusting thing around.
Ask Rosie.
Pocket.
Rosie will tell you. Exactly. Let me tell you this. Sixth grade, Westview Middle School in Romeoville, Illinois, sixth grade.
Okay.
Our gym teacher was a man named Mr. Nellis. And he was your prototypical old school baseball hat from the 20s in 1977, right. Baggy blue pants, whistle, the whole nine. And he had constantly, he would fish into his pocket and pull out a handkerchief that never saw the inside of a washing machine, never saw anything but his pocket and his nose. That was it. Like bang, 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 back and forth. It was a one-way street, a two-way street. So then one day he comes in, this is Lenny, who my brother, who will totally tell you this, right. He reaches in, he's fishing for the handkerchief one day, and we're all like, oh, Christ, here it comes. And he reaches in, and he pulls out a hot dog and bites it a couple times and shoves it back in the handkerchief pocket. Never forgot.
That is like just a health violation on so many levels, Mike.
Right? This is the guy teaching me about why hair is growing where it's growing. And now he's got a pocket full of sausage that I'm not interested in. What are you doing, man?
He's teaching you about hygiene. And he's pulling a hot dog out of his pocket.
Right? Mr. Nellis, man. Curb it.
Oh, that's awful. Great name.
It was grim.
Great name, though. I love the name.
It was him and Mr. Krushka. I got to tell you a Mr. Krushka story. Mr. Krushka was also a gym teacher in Westview. And then when I went to Bolingbroke High School, he wound up being he was a teacher there. And he had this cadence, the way he would talk, Schmidt, what are you doing? Like he would just, and he called everybody by their last name. So one year, my sophomore year, we had a transfer student, a kid from probably Vietnam. I don't know, somewhere over there, somewhere where their names end in G's. So this dude, and we adopt him. Like my crew adopts this guy because we want it where he's like our guy. Like he's got super long fingernails and he's just a different cat. And his English is bad. So we're doing archery outside and as a gym experience. And we're shooting it's Fong's turn to shoot. And Fong goes, and we go, Fong, now when you shoot, you got to go get the arrow. And he's like, okay. I don't know what he said. And we're like, no, when you shoot, you got to go out. Cause we were shooting into hay bales and targets.
Okay.
So and there's like 15 of them lined up and people are tum, 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 they're all shooting. So Fong shoots his arrow. And I should tell you, this is in like 1981, I think. And Fong shoots it. And then he goes to run out to the hay bale and grab the arrow. And Krushka's down the line. And he just goes, Fong, what are you doing? You'll wind up like Sadat. Get back here. Because a week before this, Anwar Sadat had attended a parade, his last parade. But Krushka out of nowhere, drops that on Fong. Fong, get back here. You'll wind up like Sadat in front of 13-year-old boys. Gorgeous.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Marty Krushka. That's the dudes. They were legends.
Oh, that's so great. Mike, all right. I don't know when this story happened, but I've heard from a couple of our mutual friends that you have a story about playing basketball against girls. And I hope this isn't a horribly misogynistic story or something, but it's supposed to be very funny.
Well, that first of all, that just sounds horrible the way you framed it. It sounds, you played basketball against girls.
Well, like, it sounded like it was an experiment the way I heard it the first time, but I've never heard the story.
All right. Well, first I'll just tell you, I love sports, playing sports, but I didn't play sports in school. My grades weren't there. My mom wouldn't let me, whatever. It didn't matter.
Right.
So I'd play, but we'd play sandlot all day baseball. And we'd play basketball on a 9-foot rim and dunk. It was totally fun.
Yeah.
So me and my friend, Mike Scott and Mike Casey, you think he had a lot of mics in the studio tonight. We got three mics on this team. And we wind up having a talk because there's on our girls basketball team in the high school. And again, this is freshman year.
Yeah.
So there was the three best players were women, these girls. I don't know if I should say their names, but I won't say their last names, but it was Judy, Patty, and Nola. Okay.
No mics.
And no mics on the ladies team. And so it got into a beef, like a war of words where we were talking. And Mike could play basketball, Mike Scott. He didn't play on the team, but he was okay to good.
Okay.
Mike Casey was not as bad as me. Here's how bad I am at basketball. I get a friend named Jimmy O. And Jimmy O's nickname, besides Jimmy O, is Stool or Stooley. And the reason he got that was because he plays basketball like a word I can't say on your radio show. Okay. So that's why he was nicknamed Stool. So then a couple of years ago, we had the ultimate showdown against him to see who was worse, and I lost. So that's how bad I am. And luckily, I didn't get the Stool nickname. He continues to wear it probably to this day. Yes, sir. But I, like on the small rim, forget it. I was like backing people down, and it was amazing because I was like a combination of Bill Lane Beer hurting people and Kevin Duckworth with one-handed jumpers. I was amazing. But regular basketball, 10-foot rim, forget it. So Judy is in Mike are having a bit of a thing, and they're like, we could beat you guys in basketball. And Mike's like, you could never beat us. There's no way. He goes, me and Mike and Mike would kill you guys. And they're like, we play on the team. Like, we would absolutely destroy you. And I'm nervous because I'm like, Mike, now what are you doing, man? This is probably bad. And they're like, well, then let's play. And he's like, all right, we'll figure it out. We'll play. We'll get together and we'll play. So the summer comes and Mike tells me, hey, we're playing them this week. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, we're going to play them. We're going on to Falcon Ridge. We're going to play them. I'm like, oh, Christ. All right. So me, him, and Mike, and like, I don't practice or anything. Again, I don't know what to do. I play street basketball.
Right.
So, and then we get there and they're like, they're in like almost like matching uniforms and they're doing a layup line. I mean, they're just like amazing. And, you know, Mike's practically, he didn't, but he smoked that day just for no reason. He's like, all right, let's do this. You know, oh, like that's so out of shape and bad.
So great.
So
hey,
we get
Mike,
there.
The game is about to start. Can we wait? We're going to do a very quick break. We'll come back and find out what happened.
Sure.
And Mike's pickup basketball game. I love it. It's Beach Waba and Nightlight. Mike Schmidt is here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. You got Nightlight with Peach Waba. I am Peach Waba. Conrad is back. He was back last night. After a lengthy stay at the draft, where he was asked to leave with good reason. I'm kidding, Conrad. You know that. I'm very excited, folks. My friend Mike Schmidt is on the show, very funny comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast. Absolutely check it out. Mike was in the middle of telling a story about how he and two other Mikes were about to square off against three girls who were outstanding basketball players.
They're very good.
Right.
As a matter of fact, when they arrived, like I said, as freshmen, you know, the girls team was never anything, I guess, to write home about. But then when these three arrived, everybody's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
It's about time we've got some juice with the arrival of Judy, Patty, and Nova. So we get there. And like I said, they're hitting shots. I'm looking at, because again, Mike's good.
Right.
And my other friend, Mike, is just, you know, he's just there. Mike. He never talked. I don't know. I think I heard him talk twice throughout all of high school. He's one of those guys. Mike, I'll tell you what, Mike, we actually, one time after school, me and Mike went with Mike because Mike had a fight with Mar Allen. And they had a fight like 3 o'clock high. They fought for like 45 minutes.
Oh,
dude.
Wow.
Blood and mud. It was gorgeous. And then it was at the end. At the end, they shook hands and we just went home. It was crazy. It was the weirdest thing.
Right. No guns. None of that craziness. Yeah. Everybody goes home. Put the guns down and fight like men, people, or women, whatever.
They went at it. I mean, I think about it now. It was like Titanic class between Mike and Mar Allen. Yeah, but man, Mike, it was great. It was a spectacle I won't soon forget. So they're practicing. They're really good. And I tell Mike, the guy who's good at basketball, I go, Mike, look, man, you gotta score every time.
You gotta carry us. This is gonna be
terrible. yeah, please. And he's like, well, don't worry about it. Yeah, we'll be fine. And so. We gave them the ball, like, to take it out. And they were like, no, you guys take it out. Because, you know, they were good basketball players. And we were just this motley crew of nobodies. And the game started. And Pete, we beat the hell out of these girls.
Oh, no. I thought this story was going the other way. That's hilarious.
We destroyed them. I don't know if they scored. I don't remember if they, but we... I knew there was trouble when after like the sixth time we scored, Sweet Georgia Brown came out of nowhere, just started playing. It was demoralizing because again, we're bad. Like Mike's okay to good. He's not on the team or anything. Like he's just a guy who plays. And Mike and me and the other Mike we're stone pillars. But Pete, let me tell you this: as good as these women were at basketball, and they continue to be good throughout their entire high school careers. It's very hard to defeat a 7-inch height disadvantage.
Right.
I mean, I was 6 foot. I'm 6'2" now. I was 6 foot in high school, and the tallest one of them was Patty, who was probably 5'6".
And she was the center, maybe.
Yeah. And she's trying to guard me. Forget about it. I'm yamming on this girl. Forget it. You don't want any part of me. Step off, Patty. I'm bad every other day of the year, every other day of my life, but today I am absolutely shacking you to pieces. It was a mess. We left them laying in just a smoking ruin.
Was there talking afterwards? Did you guys all part friends, or what happened after?
Of course, we were friends all through school. Oh, good. And, okay. And, I mean, not hanging out, but you'd see.
Sure.
I mean, we were, again, it was 4 years. We were going to have to be in there, but I know that they knew every moment they grabbed a basketball, every time they saw us, they had to realize that we were the L that would never be erased, because they're not getting a rematch. There's no rematch. That's not, I mean, they could call now and I'm like, sorry, it's not happening.
No way.
You're taking this to the grave. You got absolutely dominated by two slobs and a decent guy.
I really thought that was going the other way. Like they were just dropping bombs and crushed you guys. That's so funny.
We killed them. We absolutely killed them.
Do you remember this, Mike? One time, you know, we were talking in LA and I'm a Jordan guy. You've always been a Larry Bird guy. And I always loved when something would set you off in a conversation. And I said something about Larry Bird that was not, Larry Bird's great, but I don't know what I said. Like he didn't play defense or whatever. And you said, do you want me to come over there right now and hit you? I was like, well, no.
Well, and don't get it. Michael Jordan is the greatest player who ever played. I you know, don't make me like I'm anti Jordan. Jordan's the king.
Right.
I had a stranger, whatever. I was in a restaurant in a mall, like a food court. And there was a guy behind me. He was on the phone and he was the LeBron guy. And the guy on the other end of the phone was clearly the Jordan guy. So they're having that argument. Who's
right.
the best? And he's laying out, well, you know, the thing is he's 41, he's still doing it. And you hear the guy on the phone, he's like, Jordan, blah, blah. And they're going back and forth. After like 15 minutes, I turn around, I looked at him and I go, 6-0 in finals, beat Hall of Famers in every finals.
Yeah.
6 NBA finals MVPs, put the phone away.
Right. To a total stranger.
Yeah. And he laughed, thankfully.
And how do you, like, that's my argument for the Jordan LeBron thing. Like, nobody ever even took Jordan to a game 7 in the finals. So it's tough to have, I give LeBron total credit. I mean, to do what he's done for as long as he has is incredible, but they're different players. LeBron is huge, you know, and I mean, they both are, but LeBron is a different player, I think.
Yeah, LeBron is 6'9", 250. I mean, but also there's something to be said for a 40-year-old man at 6'9", 250 still getting 28 and 10. I mean, he's a miracle. And if you wanted to tell me he was the second best of all time, I would concede that point.
I would too.
I like Kareem and all those. You know, there's a lot of guys I can argue for. But from what LeBron's accomplished and done, I mean, and again, the chase down block against the Warriors is ridiculous. He has legendary moments that you'll never forget. The 25 points in a row in the playoffs for Cleveland. I mean, it's insane, dude. But again, everybody forgot about Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas is a amazing Hall of Fame basketball player. He's incredible.
But still because he's a jerk.
I know. We hated him because he was mean to Jordan and he was a jerk.
I'm glad, Mike, that you and I agree on all three of these points and we didn't have another Larry Bird moment here, because that did frighten me a lot. Hey, Mike is going to stick around through the news, folks. It's intermission here at Nightlight. We're coming back. We're going to talk about three really cool movies and maybe a bouncer. I don't know, Mike. We'll figure it out. We're coming back. Mike Schmidt is here. Mike Radu coming up. Independent theater owner in studio to talk about movies. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.